So that's next Sunday, 10:30 at King's Home or 4 p.m. over the road. Okay, Wes, can I pray for you? Thank you. Dear Lord Jesus, we just thank you for Wes. We thank you for his generosity in coming here and speaking to us. And we just pray you would flow in and through him, Lord God, and that you would lead him in ways that maybe even he's not expecting, Lord God, but it would be for your glory and for your honor, Lord Jesus. And we ask it in your name. Amen.
Could I just ask the guy that did the visuals if we could just put the words of that we sang, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Come, could you put that? It's here. That was fast. Man alive. Goodness, I wish I had won that fast. Do you want to come on our team? Awesome. Well, I'm Wes Boxall. This is Sharon, my wife. Do you want to stand up and say hi? Do a bow. Okay, so we're pastors of Golden Valley Church in Gloucester, the other GVC. And we kind of have a little bit of tussle, Daniel and me, as to which one's GVC 1 and which one's GVC 2. But, you know, we don't really mind on that one. And we also have Kyla and Paloma, who are with us. They're on our traveling team, and they are our family from different parts of the world. We are privileged to be here with you guys. It's over a year, because it was cold, I remember, so it must have been winter. And but you know, we sang this amazing song, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Is he welcome? Is he welcome? Is he welcoming you? This is what I want us to do. You don't have to do this. Put your hand on your head. Holy Spirit, just tell him, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Fill this place and change the atmosphere. He wants to rearrange. Now on your heart, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Flood this place and change the atmosphere. I can feel it changing. See, that's all you have to say. You just have to invite him. Okay. Put your hand somewhere on the deep places. Depends whether... Mine's more rounded than it used to be, but we can still find the deep places. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Now I've got one more here. If you've got pain in your body or you're sick, put your hand where it hurts. Let's say it again. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, right in this place. Come and flood this place and change the atmosphere. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're moving this morning, this afternoon. You're moving on our minds to rearrange our thinking, on our hearts, to draw out a heart like yours on the deep places where there is so much treasure waiting. But you're moving on the difficult things, on our sicknesses and our weaknesses this afternoon to change the atmosphere. He just waits to be asked. You can pray that prayer. That is an amazing prayer. You might not have the words to pray. You can pray that every day. Anything you've got a problem in, if it's your calendar, if it's your timetable, if it's an email you don't know how to answer, If it's an assignment you don't know how to do, put your hand on it and say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Flood this place and change the atmosphere. He waits only to be invited. I want to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit today. Because I know that Vineyard, see, we're quite old, me and Sharon, and we speak for yourself, she says, all right. We've been around a little while, and I remember the early days of Vineyard, and I remember the Holy Spirit moving in incredible ways. The roots of this house are amazing encounters with the Holy Spirit. It was Pentecost last week in Western Church, Israel. It's where it originated. It's another 2.5 weeks, and in Eastern Church, it's another 4 weeks. So we're kind of in this Pentecost period where we can think about especially Holy Spirit and what he's like and what he wants to do. Sometimes we think of the Holy Spirit as an it. We've heard that he's like a dove. We've heard that he's like fire. We've heard anymore. What else have you heard the Holy Spirit's like? Wind. Yeah. Anymore. River. Wine. Oil. These are all pictures of the Holy Spirit. But don't be confused by the pictures into thinking the Holy Spirit is a thing. Holy Spirit is a person. See, Jesus has pictures. He's a lamb. He's a lion. But we don't think Jesus is a sheep or a cat. We know he's a person. Holy Spirit is a person. Those pictures give us aspects of what he's like. But he wants to be your best friend. Your best friend. We did a conference in Mexico earlier this year called Santo Espiritu, mi amigo. Have I got that right? Santo Espiritu, mi amigo. My friend. Mi amigo. I like that because, you know, amigo, when we have it in our little cartoons, amigo is a really good buddy. Holy Spirit wants to be your buddy, your best friend. Do you think he can? Do you like that idea? Yeah? Some of you do. It's awesome. Some of you are not too sure. Okay? That's cool. You know, the first time, I want to just go to Genesis chapter 1. And I'm going to read about 3 or 4 max verses. Three verses. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form, and it was void, it was empty. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. I love these verses. They're verses that are talking into my life right now. They're verses that are getting hold of me and turning me upside down. Because here's the deal. This is the first time we meet the Holy Spirit in the Bible. How many know that first impressions matter? I mean, you know that the first time you meet someone is the memory you have. Yeah? I remember the first time I met my wife. Do you remember that? April 1st, 1974. I was just young. Tuesday is our 47th wedding anniversary. I was just a baby when she snatched me to marry me. But hey, first impressions matter. See, I'm not going to go into all this, but I can tell you what she was wearing. I can tell you what she was eating for her lunch. Because the first moment puts a mark on your heart. And the first moment we meet the Holy Spirit, we are meant to understand some things. It says this, God made the heavens and the earth, and the earth was, or you could translate it, accurate Hebrew translation, English from Hebrew will be, and the earth became without form and void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. But the Holy Spirit was hovering. See, some things in our life, even things that God has done in a past season, they can become like this, without form. We've lost our boundaries. We've lost our direction. We've lost where we're going. We feel confused. We're not sure what it's all about anymore. Do you ever feel like that? The earth became without direction. It was confusing. We weren't sure which way was up and which way was down. And then, because it lost its boundaries, it was empty. It was void, empty. Anybody ever feel empty? Empty of joy, empty of hope, empty of purpose. Yeah. So often, we run out of steam. Even in church, we serve God and we run well, but we get emptied out. You run out of steam in your family. You're running around. You know, your lifestyle, of a modern lifestyle, empties us out. And we try and find things just to kind of top that up a bit. But it doesn't always last. Is that true? Does that ever happen? But the Holy Spirit was hovering. It lost direction. It was confusing. And it was empty. But the Holy Spirit was hovering. Hovering over the empty. Hovering over the confused and the directionless. And darkness, it says, was on the face of the deep. You know, God is after my deep. That's why I said, put your hand on the deep, wherever it happens to be. Because it isn't my physical body. It's obviously in my soul and my spirit. But there's a depth inside each one of us. Transformation never happens in the shallow places. Destiny never becomes realized in the shallows. In the shallows, we splash and we have fun. But if we really want what he's after, we have to go and let him go to the deep. The deep's scary. It says darkness was over it. Darkness had put a lid on the deep. But the Spirit of God. It's in your deep places that transformation takes place. See, it's a bit like the deep places are mine. You know, you've got a mine inside you. Treasure mine. Gold mine. You know, God has hidden some of his greatest treasures in your life are in the deep parts of you. And he's waiting to go there with you and bring them out. Some of us are a bit like Aladdin's cave, you know. We got so much glistening gold in there. But life has put a lid on it. Darkness was on the face. Darkness made a lid over the deep. Your deep place is like a well where the living water wants to come. Gushing up. That beautiful flow of the Holy Spirit. Eternal life. Jesus said, this is eternal life, John 17:3, that they may know you, Father, and they may know me. And that word means intimate knowledge. Eternal life is knowing God the Father and Jesus the Son intimately. We think of eternal life as being that we're going to live forever in heaven. It includes that, but it's not just that. It's about the quality of life, not just the quantity. It's about the deep. And you know, we've been around a while, and 30 years ago we experienced revival. It's a significant year for us this year because June 1994, our church, which we'd only just planted, experienced an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we were never the same. A lot's happened in our lives, a lot's happened in the world, but you know, I sense and I hear and I see that the Holy Spirit is poised to pour out revival and renewal and something fresh again. Do you want that? Do you want him to do it for you? We were in France 2 weeks ago, and we were in the Netherlands a week and a half before that. Is that right? Something like that. And the Holy Spirit, I saw a hunger and a moving of the Holy Spirit that I hadn't seen for many years. And it was being pushed forward by some young people and by hungry people. I know he's on the move. He is hovering. He's hovering over this church. He's hovering over your life. He's hovering over your deep places. Deep places can be scary. The Hebrew word for deep there actually has a kind of idea to it that it's dark and you can't tell what's in there. And so they've got this kind of mindset, there might be monsters. There might be things that are going to eat me. Sometimes we can be scared to look at the deep things in our lives because we're scared it's going to eat us. The disappointment, the fear, the shame, the stuff that happened. I'd prefer to leave it buried, but he's saying, I'm hovering over your deep places because I want to pull out the rubbish and bring out the treasure. Yeah. I was thinking about this scripture earlier today, and I had a picture in my mind when my son was kind of a little lad. He used to He just kind of did some weird stuff, and he probably got it from his dad. But he used to put his, one day he put his hand right down the drain. Do you remember this? Right down the drain. And he comes up with his arm that's covered in this black, gungy, stinky stuff. And it took days for the smell to leave. But I'm seeing that, and as I'm thinking about deep places, I'm having an image in my mind of my son doing that. And I'm realizing that the Holy Spirit is wanting to do that with some of our lives. We've got the deep, dark, stinky stuff buried down low. And he wants to put his hand in and say, let me get that out. You're going to feel much better without it. He's hovering over the deep. This word, hovering, it's a bird word. It only comes three times in the Old Testament. Once it talks about the Holy Spirit here hovering. Another time it talks about an eagle fluttering. And another time it talks about shaking. See, the Holy Spirit was shaking. Have you ever seen or experienced people shaking when the Holy Spirit comes? Yeah? Ever done that? Is it weird? Is it normal? First time we meet the Holy Spirit, he's shaking. First time, why? Why does he do that sometimes? Because he's shaking things up to turn them the right way up. When I was very young, maybe 3, no, I probably was younger than that, because it's distant memory, but I have got quite a good memory of things that long ago. It's just things that I have to do today that I don't always remember. I was probably 2.5. My great-grandma gave me this really large boiled sweet. And I obviously took it. I don't remember that bit, but I do remember the bit afterwards, because I started to choke. And I was, according to the stories, you know, I was choking to death. Okay. My mother, very quickly, grabbed me by the ankles, tipped me upside down, and started the shake. That's quite a traumatic experience. But it saved my life. Because finally that sweet dislodged. And I'm here today to tell the tale. If she hadn't shook me, I wouldn't be standing here today. Holy Spirit comes to shake those deep places, because he is so interested in you and I becoming the people God has called us to be. He is so interested in us living lives that are fulfilled and in intimacy with Jesus. He is so interested in us becoming the people who reign in life through Christ, that he's prepared sometimes to shake some things up. Not because that experience may be nice, but because he loves us enough and he sees what's coming after. He is moving. He wants to move. He's going to move. He moved here even before God spoke. As whatever we want to call ourselves, even those of us who have evangelical, Pentecostal, Reformed backgrounds, we understand that the Word of God is the most important thing. But it's interesting to me here that before the Word comes, the Spirit is already moving. The Holy Spirit is moving in readiness for everything God is going to say and do in your life. He wants to come into meet you as your best friend. He wants to show you Jesus. He wants to give you a good memory of the things Jesus has said and done. He wants to take you into Jesus' presence and into the Father's presence. He wants to equip you and cause you to be radically in love with the King of Kings. And in that process, our lives take on the destiny for which they were made. These are exciting days. The Holy Spirit is moving in a new way, and he's hovering over our lives. Will you let him get to the deep? Sometimes it's things we have to ask forgiveness for. Sometimes it's things we have to forgive someone else for. Sometimes it's a disappointment we got stuck on, where we misunderstood God or he didn't seem to do it the way we thought he was going to. And that becomes that black sludge in our deep places. But he wants to put his hand in and go, come on, let's move that out. Because I want to bring you into a new Holy Spirit life. I want to restore. And I felt that even in this house, God is calling you into some of those early root encounters of the Vineyard movement. There was a lot of shaking in those days. In John Wimber's day, some of you heard of John Wimber? There was a lot of shaking. There was a lot of stuff happening. The Holy Spirit moved. And he's doing it again, guys. And I hope this is good news to you. He wants to come. He wants to break our religious control. Because sometimes we like to think we know how it's going to go. And he's actually saying in these days, you haven't been this way before. Your experience isn't going to be enough for what's coming next. Joshua 3. You haven't passed this way before. Keep your eye on the Ark of the Covenant. Keep your eye on the presence of God. Keep your eye on where the Holy Spirit's going. Because that is your navigation GPS, not what you've done before. He wants to break our cultural control. Every culture has its own stuff that other cultures will recognize, laugh at, tell jokes about. Is that true? You ever heard jokes about a different nation than yours? We recognize that there are cultural things that we carry, all of us. There are amazing strengths. But there are also areas where we like to feel in control. And the Holy Spirit says, could I just shake that one a bit? Would you let me be in control here? Because I want you to encounter me. Yeah. Maybe it's the way you grew up in your family. Families are great. Families have great traditions. Families have amazing things, but maybe God wants to just change some things, how you see it and how you do it. Maybe he wants to lift the lid off that and help you to see things from a new way. The Holy Spirit comes to shake us out of control so he can be in control and he can bring us deeper into intimacy with Jesus. Is that good news? Is it scary news? Of course it's scary news. Of course it's scary. But you have to know that he loves you. His mercies are new every morning. And he comes to lead you and me to the one who loves us more than anyone can love us. He spoke over the darkness and said, let there be light. And there was light. Why did it happen that quick? Because the Holy Spirit had already been hovering, preparing the ground, doing his stuff, getting it ready. And today, he's hovering. I see it in different places. We travel about 30 to 40% of our time, and I see it happening in many places, and I feel it in our own church, and I feel it here this afternoon. There's a hovering of the Holy Spirit in this room right now. because he set his heart on you and he wants to bring you into deeper intimacy with Jesus and a deeper knowledge of the Father, and to take your life as a Christian into a whole new level like you never knew before. Amen? Do you believe that? Is that good news for you? Can we just pray? Can we ask him to do that? I'm so excited because I see him moving. I saw things this last month that I haven't seen for nearly 30 years. I saw him moving in ways where I thought, wow, something fresh is happening. And I want to be ready to get on board the train and go where he's going. If that's you, then just agree with me as we pray. I invite you, put your hand back on your head, your heart, wherever you want to put it, deep places, place that's sick. Your feet, if it's to do with where you go. Your hands, if it's to do with one hand on the other, if it's to do with what you do. If it's on your mouth, it might be because you want him to fill the atmosphere of what comes out of that thing. If it's on your ears, it might be because you want him to have control of what goes on into those ears. Why don't you put your hand on somewhere? And we just say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Would you come and flood this place? Change the atmosphere. I want you to have my deep places. I want you to draw out the treasure and pull out and throw away the junk. I invite you into my deep places. I want you to have the places where I feel empty so you can fill me again. I want you to have those places where I've lost direction and I'm just going through the motions, where I've lost hope, I've lost my cutting edge. Moses lost his cutting edge. He went round with a sheep for 40 years until God met him in a tree on fire. Father, will you release the burning bushes in my life? Will you release the things that bring me into encounter with you? Will you catch my attention? Will you set something up for me, even in the places where I'm just stuck in a routine? Will you come and reconnect me with the amazing destiny you have for me and with the precious intimacy with you that you've called me to? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.